Nuclear negotiations with Iran resumed this week in Vienna. But the climate is now even more complicated because of the man that Iran reportedly wants to send to the United Nations to be its ambassador. That diplomat was on the scene during the 1979 U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran, so some U.S. lawmakers want the Obama administration to deny him a visa. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the pushback that this potential nomination is receiving.
By most accounts, Hamid Abdultalebi wasn't directly involved in the seizure of the U.S. Embassy in 1979. He's been quoted as saying he was just an occasional interpreter. But that makes no difference to retired Air Force Colonel David Rader, who, along with 51 other Americans, spent 444 harrowing days in captivity in Iran.
He was not one of those that held a gun to my head. He wasn't one of those that beat me and kicked me and all that sort of thing. But he was there. And he was part of it. And, you know, you are a product of your past.
The State Department calls the potential nomination of Abdultalebi extremely troubling and says officials have raised this with Iran. Rader thinks Iran is testing the Obama administration.
I have a couple of little grandsons, and they are constantly testing me as to see how much they can get away with. And I think that's exactly what the Iranians are doing to us. They're tweaking our nose to see how much more they can get out of the U.S.
An Iranian human rights activist, Hadi Gaemi, is not so sure.
I don't think that it was that premeditated. I think it was basically a huge miscalculation by Rouhani.
He says Abdultalebi is considered to be a fairly progressive diplomat and a close confidant to President Hassan Rouhani. And Gaemi, who runs the New York-based International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran, says he thinks Rouhani saw Abdultalebi as only a marginal player in the hostage drama and didn't expect such a strong reaction to the appointment.
Those 444 days are so important in the public consciousness here that anyone who would have cooperated with that process would be implicated and wouldn't be tolerated as ambassador.
Gaemi says he now expects Iran to choose someone else to serve at the UN, Iran's only diplomatic representation in the U.S.
The key thing here is that I do hope Rouhani has a bigger pool of confidants and people who can promote his policy and continue this opening toward the U.S. Than this just one guy.
As host nation to the UN, the U.S. generally has to issue visas to envoys picked by member states, but the U.S. does have some flexibility. And Rader, the former hostage, says in the case of Abdultalebi, the U.S. should stand its ground.
It's time to play hardball. It's time to stop the tweaking. It's time to confront the bully.
This dispute highlights how complicated it will be for the U.S. and Iran to turn a page. One of the senators who wrote to President Obama about this, Republican Johnny Isaacson of Georgia, calls the nomination an insult. He'd like to see Iran apologize for the hostage-taking and compensate the victims, though he says he knows that's unlikely. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.